Rabbi Moshe Schwed is with us live via telephone. He is the director of the All Torah platform at the OU. Many of you have heard of All Daf. Many of you have heard of the Daf Yomi Initiative. Now it's All Torah, and he'll explain that coming up in a second. The reason he's here with us this week is because our friends at Dirshu, as you know, have this massive event going on Sunday, which we'll remind everybody about in a couple of minutes. And they, with All Torah and All Daf, are going to be incorporating a program together. All this to be explained by Rabbi Moshe Schwed. Rabbi, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Good morning, Nachum. Thank you so much for having me.
A pleasure. So if we were to explain to this audience what All Torah is, it basically is its name, meaning in a digital platform, what we like to call an app, in a digital platform, you try to incorporate as much Torah and as many Torah subjects as possible in an organized, very often calendaric fashion. Would that be an accurate description?
That is an accurate description. And just to take you back a few years,
yeah,
we are in the middle of the 14th Daf Yomi cycle. So we launched All Daf together with the beginning of this cycle. And thank God, that app has a lot of success, over 85,000 downloads. And within the next couple of years, we launched an app called All Parsha, which focuses on the Parsha. We have launched an app called All Mishnah, which focuses on Mishnah. And now, this coming Sunday, in conjunction, together with Dirshu, we will be launching the All Halacha app, meaning we are launching an app, which we could get to, which is going to have, like you said, Yomi learning Mishnah Brura, which is the first thing that we're launching at the same time that Dirshu begins the third chelek of Mishnah Brura, a special time to begin learning Hilcha Shabbos, especially during these uncertain times.
Yep.
You know, it's brought in many different places and Sfarim that learning Hilcha Shabbos and becoming stricter and honoring Shabbos is something which is, it's an opportunity at this time. So we're going to be doing that. And Mishnah Brura is going to be the first thing, the Mishnah Brura Yomi. We're going to be launching at the same time that Dirshu has their big event and starts the Chelek Gimel of Mishnah Brura.
By the way, is that literal, that it's starting on Sunday? Will that be the first offering, will be on Sunday itself?
So the app will be available in the App Store for download on Sunday, but the actual calendar begins on Tuesday, Erev Shavuos. What better time?
Wow.
You want to take something on? I'll even share with you. Rabbi Arya Leibowitz, who was one of our popular Daf Yomi Magide Shir, and says a Mishnah Yomi Shir, he is a rabbi in Woodmere. He is a Rosh Yeshiva in Reitz. He is starting this cycle with his shul, and he said, and I don't know if I should say this on the air publicly, but he plans on getting up in shul Shavuos night between Mincha and Ma'ariv and learning the first page of Chelek Gimel Mishnah Brura.
Oh, wow.
What better time to begin?
Yeah, look, we've been discussing for the last couple of weeks. I mean, we know what Shabbos is, backbone of our tradition and heritage, and it's amazing that the Dirshu event is celebrating Shabbos while they're doing their Amud Yomi in Shabbos as well, by the way, but that's a separate topic. And now with this significant and incredible opportunity, I mean, look, this is not just, establishing a calendar and urging people to study Mishnah Brura, Hilcha Shabbos every single day. It's giving them the most 2024 ability to do it with an app on your phone. So easy. So, at the ready, etc. By the way, Rabbi Schwed, how many rabbis are in the All Torah system, all the apps together, you'd have an opportunity to hear how many different voices when it comes to Torah Shiurim at the OU's apps?
So there's got to be 50, but I want to say that we're not focused on the numbers. Curated and clear, customizable content is what's our focus.
Nice.
Our platform is not just a platform where, you can find Shiurim. We try to focus and make sure that we have various style shiurim that are high quality, that are of easy to find, easy to use. And you mentioned learning Amud Yomi.
Right.
That really was our first relationship with Dirshu. When Dirshu launched their Amud Yomi program a few months ago, They came to us with the old AF app and asked if we could create a calendar on the old AF app. So we created an Amud Yomi calendar. So those who learn Amud Yomi could come onto the app. And just like if you learn Daf Yomi, there's a setting where the app changes every single day, you know, with that day's Daf.
Sure.
Amud Yomi as well. You learn the Amud Yomi, every day the app will change and have the new shiurim for that day's Amud. So that was our first partnership with Dirshu, and we're excited to be working together with them on the All Halacha app as well.
No, you're one of those people that appreciates how much technology could do for spreading Torah. I can tell you that much. As we always worry about the dangers of technology, it's incredible to have a conversation like this where we see so much Torah zipping through the world at record pace and record speed and getting into the hands and ears of thousands upon thousands of people on a daily basis. All right, Moshe Schwed is with us live via telephone. And by the way, you mentioned, you know, again, you're into clarity and a certain type of shiur, a certain type of lecturer, etc. We should mention that it gives people an opportunity because of the diverse Magide shiur that you've put together to, you know, for them to choose their favorites. There are people out there, obviously, who are attracted to a certain type of speaker, a certain type of a presenter, and everyone has an opportunity to really, you know, get into the groove and find the person that they find most comfortable and then stick with them as this entire process goes on.
Absolutely. It's sticking with your speaker. I think there's something to point out about learning with all of the Jewish people on the same page. You know, yeah. Rabbi Meir Shapiro launched that with the Daf Yomi, and right. I think finding these opportunities to learn together, if I could just share.
Sure.
I've got an outreach. I got an email from a fellow from Marietta, Georgia. And to make a long story short, on this Tuesday morning, it turns out this fellow he's the president of his conservative synagogue. He reached out to tell me that he made a CM Hashas in 2020. He found old OU Torah podcasts. And since 2020, he's been learning daily with all Daf, with all Parsha, with all Mishnah. And when we launched Nachyomi on the All Parsha app, he reached out and made a significant contribution. He said, "I just have such a karas hatov for everything you're doing. I'm here in Marietta, Georgia, and I learn many hours a day with your app." So we have people like that, you know, on one side of the spectrum to people in Williamsburg, you know, who learn Yiddish and speak Yiddish using the platform.
So on top of that, you have so many people who have a Rebbe who they've never met. You know, someone could be listening for years to the same teacher, to the same Rebbe, the same lecturer, the same presenter, and, you know, meet them 10, 15 years later, and they'll basically say to them, you know, "You're my Chavrusa, you're my Rebbe," on a daily basis, and obviously they've never met before, which, again, is something we can only appreciate in this era, but it's pretty amazing when you think about it.
Yes, absolutely. So Dirshu is making this big event Sunday in Prudential Center. Rabbi David Hofstetter, you know, who has been leading Dirshu since its inception, founded, he felt that when we come together and we need to celebrate and launch, you know, with an event, yeah. You know, things don't happen in a vacuum. There has to be
Correct. Something
that brings us all together. And if you're around, please come to Prudential Center on Sunday. Please look for me. I hope to be there.
Everyone will look for you. There'll be over 15,000 people there, everybody. Make sure you have your reservations before all the seats are gone. The Kunis Olam HaTorah will feature amazing Torah presenters, many Torah giants. We're going to be inspiring everybody just a couple of days before the holiday of Shavuos. And obviously, one of the things that we are most attracted to is the incredible Jewish music component with Naftali Kempa and Baruch Levine and Zandra Weinberger and the Freilich Orchestra and the Shirik Choir and many others, all happening at the Prudential Center this coming Sunday. Go to dearshusium.org, dearshusium.org. You could dial this number, 929-522-1121, 929-522-1121. As we mentioned yesterday, women are invited. There is a women's section in Prudential for Sundays. Keep that in mind as well. People of all backgrounds want to make sure to be able to come and be inspired by the incredible program. Rabbi Schwed, before I let you go, I don't know, generally speaking, what the average length of Daf Yomi, Amud Yomi, etc. on the app is, and people, as they explore the different Rabbanim, the different rabbis who present, obviously get used to that. What do you have in mind for Mishnah Berurah? How long will someone have to spend, generally speaking, on a daily basis in order to hop aboard and on Tuesday of next week start studying Hilchos Shabbos Mishnah Berurah with all halacha?
I anticipate that you'll be able to spend 10 minutes on an average day and get a clear Mishnah Berurah shiur. And not only that, Nachum, what we've been able to do is present shiurim where you can learn the page of the Mishnah Berurah, present material where a person could listen and get the takeaways from that day's Mishnah Berurah. So what I think, listen, it's important to learn the page, but if someone doesn't have the time to learn the page or he wants to review the page, there are shiurim where you could get, you know, the takeaways of the halachas that come out of that day's page. We're going to have PDF material. We're going to have quizzes. You want to test yourself and make sure that you're doing well as we move along. And very briefly, we're starting with Mishnah Berurah, but we're going to be launching shortly Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, which is, you know, a light lift of people of all ages enjoy learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So if Mishnah Berurah is not for you, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, there'll be other offerings as well as we develop the app.
So starting Sunday, all people have to do is search all halacha in their phone. That's all they need to do?
Go to the App Store if you have an iPhone. Go to the Google Play Store if you have the Android phones. And it will be there.
All halacha. Starting Sunday, all halacha. Download it. It's brand new, and obviously it's a partner, so to speak, a partner app with all the other OU apps that study Torah on a daily basis.
All under the All Torah brand.
All under the All Torah brand. Amazing. All right, Moshe Shwed coordinates and directs all of it. I'll wish you a Mazel Tov. Why not? It's a big event. Mazel Tov. And I hope tens of thousands of people take advantage Sunday, get it into their phones, and on Tuesday start studying Mishnah Berurah with everybody. As you said,
I hope so too.
As you said,
Mazel Tov. We could have a L'chaim together virtually to celebrate.
Amen to that. As Rabbi Shwed says, when you start Tuesday, you'll literally be studying Hilchos Shabbos on the same page as tens, if not hundreds of thousands around the world. In terms of Sunday's event, go to the DearShusium.org site and get your tickets, DearShusium.org, or you could dial the number 929-522-1121, 929-522-1121. This is an OU Dearshu partnership that is starting Sunday with the All Halacha app. Literally, on Sunday, go to your App Store or your Google Play Store, and you'll be able to search All Halacha. The study of Mishnah Berurah Yomi in Hilchos Shabbos and the laws of Shabbos starts on Tuesday, Erev Yontif, 1 week from today. Information about the Prudential Center for Sunday to join 15,000 other people, DearShusium.org, 929-522-1121. This is America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listeners-sponsored digital radio. Around the world, the web at NahumSiegel.com and the Nahum Siegel Network, and of course on the beloved NSN app.